FM, live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is 7:28, sunshine and 66 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia First Friday director Kayla Mock, previewing, well, a First Friday on a second Friday this month. Kayla, good morning.
Hey, Kayla.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm pretty awesome.
Hey, that's good to hear. Kayla, I thought you were going to say something else. What else is going on?
Well, not much. I think that I can officially announce that we have an absolute awesome humdinger of an art walk coming up tonight.
What makes it that big?
We've got 17 venues, which I think is going to be pretty normal from here on out. So 17 venues. Our presenting venue is the Emporia Main Street Fab Lab. They are going to be welcoming the community in for the first time to check out all of the great technology in there. And Jeff Quintana is the featured artist. Jeff has been working with Jeremy, the Fab Lab manager, to print some of his beautiful, colorful, large format paintings. And Flint Hills Technical College is going to be sponsoring the art walk tonight.
All right, so the presenting venue, the Fab Lab, Emporia Main Street, downtown. And let's see. You mentioned all the venues and big activities. We got music tonight too, huh?
Absolutely. I think on 7th Avenue is the Friday Pride Live, presented by the EHS Gender and Sexuality Alliance. They're going to have live music and some art and some food. So that's going to be a whole party in and of itself.
Well, let's talk a little bit about where you have your locations here for the art walk, in addition to the presenting venue here tonight.
Okay, so we do have, with the art walk, there are pop-up shows, and then there are shows that kind of hang on the walls that are up for about a month. So let me run through those real quick. So at Trox Gallery and Gifts, Brad Raper has a show up called Acceptance. It's a beautiful photography show. At the Emporia Arts Center, Juan Duran's painting show is called Perception of Light. I went and checked it out last night. It is gorgeous. And then the Beacon for Hope 4th Annual Art for Suicide Prevention Show will be up in the Emporia Main Street Incubator Space for a week. So that's going to be really fun to check out. And then I think after that, something's going in that incubator space. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for pop-up shows, we have Barbara Ferris at GM Eats. Eli O'Farrell and Libby Weaver at Gravel City Roasters. Reed Richardson is a newbie to the Art Walk. He'll be at L&L Pets. Laura Sheaving is also new to the Art Walk. She's at the Lyon County History Center. Millicent Dagworth will be at Mike's Attic. Jamie Darcy is at Mulready's Pub. Logan and Landon Worley, who happen to be my nieces, are going to be at Sweet Granada. They're very excited. Remy Smith is at Dusty Trail. Denise Cameron has some beautiful macrame plant hangers at Twin Rivers. And Kate Maltby is at Vault. And then there's one that I'm super excited about. We finally got Scott Powers of Powers Forge Works to come out and do an artwork. And he will be at Main Street X Company.
All right. And you have activity at St. Andrews here too?
Absolutely. So The cool thing about St. Andrews is that they have food, music, and art. So the grab-and-go hot dog guy will be in the parking lot. You can get, he's got like vegan tacos and all kinds of good stuff. You can get your food, and then they have opened up their parish hall. You can go in, sit down, get some air conditioning, eat your food, and listen to live music from Eric Murphy. And then when you're done with all that, the Ampersand Vinyl Record guy is going to be in there. He's bringing thousands of vinyl records that you can peruse through and then come on out and finish the rest of your art walk.
And is the Emporia Community Flute Choir going to be performing at the Art Center?
You bet they are, I believe, from 6 to 7. And I think they have two different groups performing, so that's going to be, you're going to want to go check that out.
Two Absolutely. Flute groups.
Cool deal
two.
There.
It's a gaggle of flouting.
What do you see here, Kayla, as playing into the strong showings here? You mentioned 17 venues/artists are going to be involved here for the second Friday Art Walk, but what is playing into this strong showing here this summer?
I really just think that, like, keeping the Art Walk fresh every month has really kept the community members coming out. We're always adding new venues, like Main Street Axe Company is new, and always new artists. Like, once I get to the point where I think I know all of the artists, like, four more sign up for it, you know, and it keeps it fresh and it keeps it fun and it's not getting stale. So, you know, and everyone, all of the businesses who participate have really good sales nights and, you know, they're meeting new customers and it's just been a really positive experience for everyone downtown. So,
all right, give us the rundown. When do things start and how does our artwork work, Kayla?
All of the fun starts at 5 o'clock and goes until 9. You can go to any of these 17 participating venues to pick up your passport. The passport is going to have the list of artists and the location where they are and also specials being offered by each business that evening. And you just go around and get that stamped at as many places as you can. Emporia Main Street is offering up a really amazing prize this month. So if you fill out your passport and turn it in at the end of the night at Mulready's Pub at 9:30, we do our drawing, and we will pick a winner, and you can win cool stuff. And that's it. It's going to be great fun.
Well, way to keep it fresh, Kayla.
Awesome, awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think you're oozing with freshness.
I am. During the yard walk. And excitement.
No doubt about it. Kayla, thanks. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Kayla Mock, Director of Emporia's First Friday Art Walk, of course, on the second Friday this month due to all the Unbound activities last week.
Absolutely. Want to let you know, too, that we have a couple of newsmaker slots available next week. One is on Wednesday the 15th. The other is